Hey everyone, welcome to A New Stigmas and Open Wounds Journal. I'm Tracy.
And I'm Eric. And we're kind of doing a journal of my idea here today, and this is based off something I did with a friend of mine this weekend, just because I was curious. And so if anybody listened to the episode, that's Eric too, we talked about the possibility that I might be ADHD. So this weekend I looked up ADHD on the internet and found the DSM-5 criteria for ADHD. So for anybody that might not know what the DSM-5 is, I'm going to try to do the best I can to explain it to the best of my knowledge, which might not be 100% correct. But my understanding of the DSM-5 is it is a manual that psychologists use to help them decide if somebody has enough symptoms to call themselves some sort of mental disorder, as they like to call them.
Yeah, essentially.
So what I figured we would do today is I'm going to read through the things on the DSM to Tracy, and she's going to tell me if she thinks I have them or not. So if I did my counting right, there's 9 of these.
Okay.
For me to be diagnosed with ADHD as an adult, I would need to have 5 of them, okay, just so everybody can follow that. So are you ready, Tracy, for the first one?
Yeah.
All right. So the first one is often fails to give close attention to details or makes careless mistakes in schoolwork, at work, or with other activities.
That's really hard. Because I can think about when you do things, you don't put commas in and stuff, but that's also because you suck at grammar. But
I suck at grammar because I have this thing?
Right. And other careless mistakes. I'm going to say yes.
And I would also agree with that. I feel like by all means, I do not think I'm a very, very thorough person. To me, that's this kind of along the same lines. Like, I don't know that I would necessarily describe myself as careless.
Right. But I mean,
and you think about it, when we go to if we ever have a hotel, like Airbnbs, if we had a key, who's going to hold on to the key?
Right. Yeah. Because you will lose hotel keys generally, or I open up your wallet and I'll find 2,
and that's
3
just
hotel
being
keys.
Careless with things, right?
Right. You know? Right. So. I mean, and if it is super detrimental, you're not careless. I mean, our cats are alive kind of thing. However, yeah, you're mildly careless. You kind of maybe rush through things or something like that.
Well, so, and I certainly rush through things.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that's one. Are we agreed on a yes on that one? Okay. So then the second one is often has trouble holding attention on tasks or play activities.
Yes.
Okay, I would agree with you there. Okay. Often does not seem to listen when spoken to directly.
Directly?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like you could say, you could be speaking straight at me and I might be like, what?
You know what? No, I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah, I was gonna say, dude, I do that all the time.
Yeah, because there's often that I do have to make sure that you repeat back what I said. So yeah, you do that.
Often does not follow through on instructions and fails to finish schoolwork, chores, or duties in the workplace. Loses focus or it gets sidetracked.
Yeah, you get sidetracked.
I get sidetracked all the time, yes. I would agree with that as well. Often has trouble organizing tasks and activities.
Yeah.
I would agree with that as well. Often avoids or dislikes or is reluctant to do tasks that require mental effort over a long period of time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, both of us have like a time limit. We're like, okay, if it's over this amount of time, no.
And seriously, like for the listeners, I have become extremely efficient in like the last 4 months, but the whole key to it is, and I think we'll probably at some point in time do an episode specifically about this.
Yeah, I think we're having that planned.
Is that I literally have to break everything up into 10-minute mm-hmm. tasks. And it's, yeah, that sounds ridiculous, but that's what I do.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we've learned where our brain kind of functions, what the cutoff period is.
Oh, okay. Often loses things necessary for tasks and activities. School materials, pencils, books, tools, wallets, keys, paperwork, yeah, eyeglasses, mobile telephones.
Yes. Yeah, I've kind of taken note as to where things are in the house because you'll lose them. Forget where they are.
Okay.
Wow, you're kind of getting 100% here, aren't you, babe? Yeah.
So... is often easily distracted.
Yes. Okay. I have to make sure you're looking at me when I'm talking to you sometimes.
And then you're going to love the last
one.
Oh,
dear.
Is often forgetful in daily activities.
Yeah. Yeah. Babe, why don't you email me that so I don't forget it? Yeah. Why don't you? Can you message me around whatever time so that?
Hey. Yeah. Hey, but the one thing I can say, though, is I'm fully aware of them. And I, you
and that's
know,
exactly
like...
it. I mean, I think the biggest thing that has helped you is being aware, knowing your limits, kind of like your time limits. Like you said, you break things up in 10-minute increments. That's that's a big thing. I mean, so you work around your limits.
Yeah. So... for an adult, anybody above 17, they need 5 out of 9 of these symptoms.
You got 9.
And I think I have 9. We may have had a slight disagreement on one. But I mean,
but otherwise, yeah.
As we got down the list, there were some pretty firm yeses.
There were some firm, yeah. That's...
I would go as far as to say there were some 5 really, really, really yeah. firm yeses.
That's funny. So that is really funny. But, you know, and now that we figured this out before this, you've really learned how to embrace what you know about yourself and how to figure this out. And like you said, we are going to have an episode, hopefully sooner than later. I'm kind of starting to draft that in my head about how we use our planner now and how you have a planner beyond that to kind of plan out your activities and, you know, your limits. You're not like kind of the average person where you can just go on your daily life and you are able to at least use a planner, which is beneficial to you.
But I've also got to tell you, for all those people that can just go through their life and not have to live off of a planner, if
planners
you
are
be,
hugely helpful.
If you want to be way more efficient, yeah, get a planner.
Yeah, because even I could do things without one, but just having stuff in front of you to be able to look at it and say, okay, yes, this is what I did. This is what I still want to do long term, short term. It is really nice to just be able to look at your goals.
It is.
And know what you want to do and be able to break it up into short increments.
And truthfully, like this month, so at work, we've had a rather slow month.
Mm-hmm.
So I have just been able to get like an astronomical amount of stuff done because I've had more time and I've been so structured with everything that I've done that it's just right. been kind of like we were talking about before with the in the 10-minute increments.
Well, right.
I've been doing a lot of 10-minute increments,
right,
you know, over and over and over again all day. Mm-hmm. And you add all those up and you're like, wow, I really accomplished a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
and you can always just move around what you were planning on doing. You can say, okay, so I was going to do this tomorrow. I can do this today instead. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to have things set in stone. So that's something nice too. You can always play around because I mean, we didn't really figure this out until recently, what works for us. And what I do is slightly different than what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be different for everyone.
And I think we somehow just jumped into our planner episode, so we got to wrap this up pretty quick.
Oh, but yeah, you're right.
I do think that with like a to-do list, task list, planner, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it type solution, it has to be yours.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
like,
you can borrow from people,
mm-hmm.
But in the end, it's going to be your own system, because mm-hmm. anybody else's system isn't going to work.
Yeah.
Well, it's just not going to work as well.
Not as well.
Until you tailor it to just the specific way you want to be completing things, I guess. So
do we want to go through these for me on another night? See if we think I'm ADHD?
We can, yeah, if you want to.
I think we should, because I wasn't really thinking about it to go through them for me. I wasn't even.
And it'll be interesting to say how hard it is for me to make the decisions about what you are in there too.
Yeah.
That'll be an interesting experiment. So actually just from that perspective, let's just do it, because I want to try that and see how hard it is.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. We'll do it another night. Yeah. So, all right, guys, I think that'll be it for tonight, but you'll be hearing from us another night.
See y'all later.
See you guys later.